Inau, Muridini Rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, this Thursday, December the 3rd, 2020, where today we'll be discussing about various issues affecting women during this COVID-19 pandemic. Top of the show, we'll look at COVID-19. We'll also look at gender-based violence and also what's been happening here in the United States, looking at the elections that just ended. Over to you, PJ. I'm Marvelous Msanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. I'm broadcasting from my home in Maryland, Upper Marlboro.
And we actually are broadcasting from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has really ravaged the whole world, where globally, Johns Hopkins University says there are 64 million COVID-19 positive cases globally and 1.4 million deaths. And also in the United States, where we are broadcasting from, there are 13 million positive cases here in the United States and 273,000 deaths. What does it look like in Zimbabwe currently, PJ?
In Zimbabwe, the figure has surpassed the 10,000 mark. It's now at 10,243,000 of the accumulative cases that have been tested positive. As of last night, 114 new cases were reported tested positive as well of the 1,862 PCR tests that were done yesterday. There were no deaths, so the death rate is still at 277. Bulawayo still leading with the number of new cases, like as of yesterday. Of the 114 cases that were reported that tested positive, 73 of them were from Bulawayo, followed by Mat South, which also had 17. So you can see, and Mat North 3. So you can see from Matabeleland only, there is 73, which is 90. And 94 of the 114 cases, 94 of them are from Matabeleland, South, North, and Bulawayo. No deaths as yet, but people are just worried just that for the past 2 months, Bulawayo has been leading with people who are testing positive.
And PJ, we've also seen a high rise of some of these COVID-19 positive cases in schools. Talking about Bulawayo, there is a case that has been really worrying people. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening in one of the schools there in Bulawayo.
There are actually two schools which are a bit worrying, and students as well as teachers and parents are worried about. There's the John Tallack High School, which is just outside Bulawayo, which has got a cumulative of 185 cases that have posted tested positive. Right now, for the past two or three weeks, the school has been closed off on quarantine. But as from today, parents have been told to come and fetch their children. So the school has been closed, and what are remaining are those students that started writing their exams today, like their O-level examinations as well as A-level examinations, since it's a high school.
Mm-hmm.
But we understand also at Matopo, there's the same thing. In all the schools, I also heard Baptist Sanyat Mission, there are about 9 cases of people that tested positive as well.
Mm-hmm. Still on that COVID-19 positive cases, coming back here in the United States, we've seen there's been a lot of going back and forth between the incoming president-elect Joe Biden of the Democrats and President Donald Trump, who is the current president, regarding this issue of COVID-19, especially the task force, with some of the documents not being released by the current administration. But there are also some positive issues that are coming out of this actual, coming in of the Joe Biden administration, especially when it comes to women. Tell us a little bit about that.
From the appointments that the Biden Kamala Harris ticket have made so far, the good news was on Monday, they appointed a solely women power communications department.
And I think, a lot of women's organizations are going to be really hailing this move, because we've seen previous administrations being criticized for not having, enough gender balance in their cabinets. So we'll be discussing with some of our guests right here on what they think of what's happening here in the United States. Over to you, Indebele.
Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo asihluzeni bomama. Lapho ke esixoxa khona ngezivathelane labesifazane lamantombazana. Izandluphe ukuphumelela kwabo ekulimeni kwezamabhizimusi, kweminye nje imisebenzi kwezombusazwe, njengalapho okwenzakala khona ngapha ngaseMelika, lapho umongameli osezangena esikhundleni onqobe ukhetho olwenziwe ekuqaliseni kukalwezi mhlaka 3 lwezi, umnumzana Joseph Biden aseqalisa ke ukuthatha amanyathelo akuqala okudinga abantu abazangena ezikhundleni ezehlukeneyo. Sizaxoxa-ke ngodaba lona lolo olwempumela yokhetho lwaseMelika lokudinga umongameli. Sizoxoxa njalo ngenani labantu abalokhe elilokhe liqonga labantu abatholakala bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe kanye nalapha eMelika. Lokhu liqonga okumangalisayo, inani lalabo abatholakala bele COVID-19. Kunje eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilishumi, 10,243 asebefunyenwe bele COVID-19 kusukisela liqhamuka leli gciwane ngombimbitho lonyaka. Kuthi ke ngokutshona kwelanga la izolo kube labantu abalikhulu abedlula ikhulu 114 abafunyenwe bele COVID-19 izolo phakathi kwabahloliweyo abaphose bafike inkulungwane ezimbili i-1862. Kodwa okuhluphayo okukhathaza abaningi ukuthi phakathi kwalelo nani ele 114 kobulawayo kuphela edolobheni kutholakale abantu abayi-73 bele gciwane leli. Ibulawayo ilandelwa yiMathebeleland South, izansi yeMandebeleni ile 17, kuthi iMathebeleland North ile 3, ilabathathu. Okutsho kubana emhlubulweni waseMandebeleni kuphela iMath North leMath South kanye leBulawayo kulabantu asebefunyaniwe bela leli gciwane abangaba abaphose bafike ikhulu abayi-90 amashumi athoba munemunye. Yikho kukhathaza abaningi, bayamangala ukuthi kungani inani leli liqonge kangaka, liqanise kangaka emhlobeneni waseMandebeleni. Abanye njalo ngabathi engxenye kubangelwa yikuthi yokuvulwa kwemingcwele eBotswana kanye leSouth Africa eMsina leBite Bridge. Kungabe kubangela kuvela labantu abasuka eSouth Africa nganye laseBotswana akwazakali. Kungaba njalo ukuthi engxenye ukuvulwa kwemingceleleyi abantu sebeqalisa ukuyawoda izinto ezekhisimusi, kumbe njalo abanye akade bevele bevalelwe eSouth Africa nge-lockdown sebesiza labo ekhaya akwazakali, akula muntu ochasisayo ukuthi imbangela yokwanda kumbe yokuqansa kwenani labantu abasuka eMandebeleni akobulawayo lemati north lemati south ukubalande kangaka. Okunye njalo okukhathaza abaningi izikolo lazo esezihlaselwe yileli gciwane le-COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje eJohn Tallack High School kutholakale abantwana abaphose bafike amakhulu amabili 185 asebele-COVID-19, okokuthi abazali kunje sebetsheliwe ukuthi babuye bazothatha abantwana labo, ikakhulu labo abangabhaliyo imihloliso ngoba baqalisile ukuvala imihloliso baqalisile ukubhala imihloliso namhlanje abaka-form 4 labaka-form 6 lasematopo mission lakho kubikwa kulo hlupho olunye ngale ngasemashonaland kule Goromonzi le-Ward Love le-Sanyathi Baptist Mission School layo isihlaselwe ileli gciwane. Okutsho ukubana uhulumende angabe kade engalungiselelanga kakuhle ngokwenereyo ukuthi izikolo zivulwe ngoba ababalisi abaningi abakabuyele esikolo, laba asebebuyele esikolo emsebenzini bakhala ngokuthi ngakula zinto zokuzivikela emkhuhlaneni lo kumbe kuthelelwana kwawo, izinto ezinjengama-sanitizer, izinto ezinjengama-mask bathi kakula. Kwezinye izikolo akula lamanzi okokuthi bayacela abantwana ukuthi babuye lama 2 liters awamanzi babe sebewafaka emgqonyeni munye uze bawasebenzise ukunatha ilanga lonke abantwana besezifundweni lokugeza izandla. Kodwa-ke abazali abaningi elizweni lonke bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende kalungiselelanga. Kodwa-ke yena uhulumende ngokwakhe yena uthi ulungiselele, konke kulungile, ikakhulu nxa lapho intatheli zindaba zibuza umnumzana Ken Mathema, umphathintambo wezemfundo. Yikho-ke eziza kuxoxa ngakho lamhlanje okwe-COVID-19, sizophatha njalo umkhankaso lowo okuvimba ukuhlukumezana ezimulini ngobulili olwe-16 days activism against gender-based violence olunanzwa ongumkhankaso onanzwa laseZimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje uqalise mhla ka-25 uzaphela ngayona le inyanga mhla ka-10 ekampalakazi. Sizophatha njalo ukhetho lwaseMelika lokudinga umongameli, yebo lwenziwe mhla ka-3 lwezi kwanqoba lo osengena webandla lama-Democrats umnumzana Joe Biden elomsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Kamala Harris. Kodwa-ke udubo
osolukhonaumongameli
Donald Trump ngamukeli ukuthi unqotshiwe. Yebo Marvelous.
Aiwa sokuthora kuri kuita sesipj nasi tine gango tine zvakawanda zvatiri kutarisa pano pachirongwa che-Women's Round Table. Tinochingamidza vese vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu uyezve tine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukupakurirai. Takatarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya ye-COVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kumadzimai panguva ino ye-16 days of gender-based violence yakatanga iyo musi wa25 sekutaura kwaita PJ. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika imo muno muamerica panyaya yesarudzo ichangobva kuitika. Tinoona kuti pane mapisha-pisha anga aripo pakati pemutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump navaJoe Biden vema Democrats panyaya yekutambidzana kwemasimba. Asi taona zviri kubuda kubva kuhurumende ichange iri kuuya idzva yavaJoe Biden zviri kunakidza vazhinji madzimai, nokuti tiri kuona kuti vachange vari ivo kuDepartment yeCommunications vari kunzi ivo vachange vari madzimai, saka vaBiden vakawanikwa ivo vachisarudza madzimai kunge vari ivo vachange vakamirira Department iroro reCommunication. Saka ndozvimwe zvachange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo, tichitarisa zvakare kuti zvii zviri kuitika sekutaura kwataita panyaya yeCOVID-19. Tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti munyika pari zvino mune vanhu 10,243 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iro recovid-19 kuwanikwa kuine vanhu 8671 parizvino vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi vachizorikunda kuwanikwa zvakare paine vanhu 277 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 saka ndozvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa izvi ndozviri kuitika muZimbabwe asi tinoona kuti denda iri pasi rose rakasunga zvakare tinoona kuti John Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inowanikwa iyo ichiparura mamiriro akaita zvino panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19 iri kutaura iyo kuti pari zvino pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pane vanhu 64 million pasi rose vabatwa necovid-19 1.4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kozoya imo muno muAmerica matiri kutepfenyura tiri mune vanhu 13.9 million vabatwa necovid-19 273,000 vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti nemusi waDisemba 1 uchangobva kupfuura yanga iri iro zuva rekurangarira chirwere cheshura matongo cheWorld AIDS Day saka tichange zvakare tiri kungotarisa kuti pane zvirongwa here zviri kuitwa nevanyarikani vedu mukubatsira nyanya madzimai vakawanikwa ivo vakatarisana nedenda irori kana vamwe vakatisiya kana vamwe vari kurarama nedenda iri saka tichange tiine zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo iye muzuva ranhasi gaiti dzose zvakare PJ nokuti tine vanyarikani vedu vari panapa PJ timboona kuti tizwe kuti vari kuti chii nekuti vamwe vanga vari kuZimbabwe network yavo yabva yadambuka asi tiedza kuvafonera panhare kuti tizwe kuti zvakamira sei so over to you PJ
yeah what again ibize umshonicho wethu walamhlanje unkosikazi Beatrice Khumalo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu unkosikazi
siyalibingelela lonke balaleli
yeah wena ke ngiyakwazi ukuthi uyintatheli izindaba njalo ungumbalisi lamanye amaheads owagqokayo amaningi ikho ke namhlanje kuhlelo lethu engunxusele khona lapha ukuthi sikhulume ngezinto ezimbalwa i-gender based i 16 days activism against gender based violence ukuhlukumezana ngobulili ukuvimba lo ngumkhankaso oqalise mhla ka 25 lwezi uyaphela mhla ka 10 sizokhuluma njalo nge COVID-19 ukuthi ulubhubhane usuhlaseleka kangakanani eZimbabwe akanye lalapha eMelika lakhona ngapho ngase UK lapho khona nasiqaliseke ngokukhangela okwe COVID-19 uzwani olwazi bani olutholayo oluvela eZimbabwe ngokusabalala kwe COVID-19 ikakhulu ezikolo lasemhlubulweni womandebeleni ngobulawayo eMathebuleland North laMathebuleland South
indaba evele ekhaya iletha ubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi kwethu njalo sifisele ukuthi kube le ndlela engcono engaba khona ngingazi nje ukuthi singaqalela ngapi angazi ukuthi ngaqalela ngalapha e-United Kingdom o ngihle ngingene eZimbabwe
kanye asiqalisele eZimbabwe khona sizabuya ngapha ngapha e-United Kingdom
yebo eZimbabwe lapha mbone ngani kulodubo olukhulu ikakhulu kundaba engizwayo esikolweni indaba yokuthi abantwana bebehamba kuyabhala imihloliso yabo bephinde njalo kube lama outbreak sokusiba lokufunyana kwabanye abantwana sebe legcikwane leli le COVID-19 engakuzisiyo kakhulu ikuthi kungenxa yani abantwana bevunyelwe ukubuyela esikolo khona kungakalungiswa indlela zokubavikela kanye lokuthi abantwana sebebhaliswa imhloliso nga abantwana laba banikwe i-coursework or something like that so kuthi ukuthi maybe there's something in our system emfundo okumele kugugulwe kutshintshwe njengangapha e-United Kingdom abantwana bagcine sebenika i-coursework kuyimbali abazibhala bengekhaya ababalisi behambe ke beyohlola bebanika ama marks ngoba ama assessments are not only based on examinations ngaba banike I coursework or other ways of examining abantwana labo ukuthi behloliswe ukwenzela ukuthi bengahlangani labanye izinto zingakalungiseki
kuphinde obuya lawo ku system yethu eZimbabwe bona bayakhangela kakhulu okuphuma emihlolisweni kuma exams kungaba ngelinye icebo lokuthi ngabe uhulumende uyacetshiswa ukuthi anga relayiso lili kumihloliso kuphela but akhangele okwenziwe umntwana item yonke but khathesi singakhangela ukuthi abantwana bebevele bengafundi kusukusela ngombimbitho kwenziweni
yikho kungumangalisayo ukuthi abantwana bebevele bengafundi so angizwisisi ukuthi bese behamba ukuyabhala imihloliso iphi yakhona ngapha e-United Kingdom abantwana banikwe ama-average grades just general grades ezokuthi predicted grades ukuthi umbalisi uyacabanga ukuthi umntwana uku-A uku-B uku-C lokho kusize i-anxiety le-tension phakathi kwabantwana labazali le-confusing lababalisi so ngibe ngingazwisisi ukuthi kugijinyelweni ukuthi abantwana bebhala imihloliso ngenxa yegcikwane leli le-COVID-19 kube kumele kube lamanye ama-backup endlela zokuthi abantwana bebuyele ikakhulu kokuthi bephunga ubuyela bebhala imihloliso singakhangelisisa ababalisi kabekho ababalisi bebeku-strike silodaba lokuthi isikolo njalo zibe zingafundisi so kugijinyelweni nxa umphathi intambo wemfundo ekhuluma uthi kungenxa yani abantwana bebuyele bevele bengafundanga laba balisi abakade bengekho bekhalala umsebenzi ngingazi ukuthi
sikhangeleke kuhlelo kumbe umkhankaso lo owe 16 days activism against gender based violence wokuhlukumezana ngobulili lawo uphathekile uphathwe ubanjwe kancane yi-COVID-19 siboneke ukuthi izehlakalo zokuhlukunyezwa ikakhulu abesifazane lamantombazana abantu beku-lockdown abantu belolaka lokuswela imisebenzi lokungakenelisi ukuthi bayenze umsebenzi wabo kungabe ngokuthengisa kumbe ibhizimusi kuthiwa obaba kade beqondisa ulaka lwabo kwaba kubo mama labantwana abangamantombazana kube lehlekana nje engxenye elincane elokuthi obaba labo kade behlukunyezwa ngabomama kodwa ke i-lockdown kumbe ngithi COVID-19 ivele yaphatha kakhulu i-gender based violence yona le ulikubona njani wena uphumayo eZimbabwe lakhona ngapho ngase UK
udaba lolu lokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama lukhanya lubuhlungu kakhulu ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi kungalo phumayo endlini sokutshona kuvalelweni endlini sebeqalisa ukulwa njalo okunye ukulwa kwakhona kubangelwa ngokuthi akusela mali uma abantu bengasebenzi akula mali yokudla kanye lokuhlalisana ukuthi vele kuyabe kungahlaliswananga kuhle emzini lapho sokulethe ukudubeka kakhulu lokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama lamantombazana njalo kumele ilizwe lidinge indlela zokukuvimbela singazi ukuthi kule ndawo yini lapho okungahanjiswa khona omama ababehlukunyezwe kakhulu ngoba sizama ukuthi sivimbele indaba yokuthi becine sokubulawana endlini balwa beze abanye befe singazi ukuthi kule ndawo ezinjengama-safe houses yini or abe-social services ukuthi benelise ukuncedisa omama ekhaya yumbuzo wami omkhulu lokuthi kule nhlanganiso yini ezingasiza omama ngalesi sikhathi eZimbabwe.
What exactly was she saying is happening in the United Kingdom regarding COVID-19? Because I heard you asking her some issues that women are facing. What was she saying?
We started off by talking about the figures in Zimbabwe about COVID-19, how it's impacting, especially the schools. If it's obvious now from the evidence that we're getting from the figures that the education, the Department of Education in Zimbabwe didn't make the necessary arrangements or preparations to have these schools open. So she was worried about that, and she was saying if only they adopted a different kind of system, because from in the UK, they assess the students depending on the coursework that they've done throughout the year, rather than depend on examinations only. So we went on to touch about the 16 days of activism against gender violence, which also has been impacted by the COVID-19, especially the COVID-19 lockdowns, both in in the United Kingdom as well as in Zimbabwe, because of the frustrations of the spouses of not getting the money, of not getting so many things, and just being cooped together in the house for most of the time. Tempers tend to flare up a little bit, or a lot. Temperatures rise. That's what she was talking about, yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Apo Trukunzwa. Kubva kune munyarikani wedu vanga vari panapa vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pezviri kuitika kunzvimbo United Kingdom, uko vari kutaurawo kuti nyaya iyo COVID-19 iriko yakatekeshera, asi vari kutaura ivo kuti pane zvikwanisiro zviripo kuitira kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachiwana raramo nguva ino COVID-19, vachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuZimbabwe, uko tiri kuona nyaya iyo COVID-19 zvakare iri kunzi iyo nemasangano emadzimai iri kukonzera kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishushana mudzimba, nyanya madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibhinywa nezvimwe zvakadaro hukwire. Panguva iyo tiri kuona kuti pasi rose neimomo muZimbabwe muri kurangarirwa imo yatinoti iyo 16 days of gender based violence yakatanga muswa 25. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino, uyezve tichiona zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji vataura zvakare, tichange tiri kutaura nyaya zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica, panyaya yesarudzo dzichangobva kupera munyika ino yeAmerica, umo tiri kuona kuti vaJoe Biden vemaDemocrats vakamirira kuti vawanikwe ivo vachipinda muhofisi munguva inotevera. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika panguva inoyi. Asi tichange tiri kuwanikwa isu tichitaura nevanyarikani vedu tichinzwa kuti masangano avo vari kuita zvipi panyaya idzodzi dzese dzatiri kukurukura takanyanyotarisa madzimai. Tinoona kuti masangano akadai savana Musasa Project, mamwe emasangano ari kutaura iwo kuti uwandu hwevanhu nyanya madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa panguva ino COVID-19 kwati kwirei, nekuti vanhu havana zvikwanisiro zvakadai sekuti vana baba vazhinji havasi kuenda kumabasa, uyezve vanhu vari kugara vari panzvimbo imwe chete. Izvo zviri kuita kuti nyaya dzekushungurudzana mudzimba dziwanikwe idzo dzichiwedzereka. Saka tichange tiine zvakare vanyarikani vari kubvawo kuZimbabwe vachange vari kukurukura nesu tichinzwa kuti kwakamira sei. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti vari kuchema chema vachiti nyaya yenetwork nemagetsi iri kuti netsei, zvokuti vamwe vatanga tiinavo ipo panapa the Young Christian Women of Zimbabwe vawanikwa ivo tisingakwanisi kuti tirambe tichitaura navo nekuti network yavo yabva yangodambuka tiri pakati pekuti vauye pachirongwa. Asi takatarisira kunge tiine sangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe iro rinowanikwa iro richisanganisa masangano emadzimai akawanda ari pasi pavo, vachivawo vachitaurawo kuti pane zvirongwa here zvavainazvo panguva ino panyaya iyoyi yekuti uwandu hwevanhu nyanya madzimai vari kubatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 kana vari kuwanikwa vachishungurudzwa huri kuwanikwa ihwo huchiwanda munyika. Asi tinotenda kuti iye zvinezvi tina guest vedu vaya vanga vari pano, saka regai tivadzose tinzwe kuti kwakamira sei kuUK kwavari ikoko, nekuti vabhenge ivo tawanikwa network yavo ichidona. PJ, so I think we have our guest back from the UK while we're waiting for Zimbabwe to log in because they were complaining about the issue of network and electricity. So we're still waiting for them. But maybe let me throw a question to our guest here. Can you
speak both in Ndebele and in English?
Takatarisa zvirikuitika ikoko ku United Kingdom nyanya panyaya ye COVID-19 pane zvingadzidzwa here neZimbabwe panyaya iyoyi.
Takatarisa zvirikuitika kuno kune kune zvakawanda. Ndisingadzi kuti tingataura zvatingadzidza yes as a nation but tikatarisa mafigures aripo as per today pazuva ranhasi. Kwafa vanhu 59,796 muUnited Kingdom kubva pakatanga COVID-19. Then we look at my new cases. Nezuro kwakaita vakatestiwa 13,323 new cases. And in total, we seem to have an increase in my new cases achinda ma 20,000 mai zvizhinji zvacho zvichikonzerwa nezvikoro zvakazvambovhurwa zvikavharwa university vana vakatanga kuita mapati vaona mapayout vachisangana zvisingatenderwi zviri kunze kwemutemo saka ndokwakatanga kuita ma outbreak COVID-19 asi vakakurumidza kutiisa mu lockdown saka for the past 4 weeks tangata tiri kumba takagara up to now tiriko saka tinodzidzisa online.
Tombotarisa kuti kuZimbabwe tiri kuona kuti macases nyanya kuzvikoro ari kuramba achikwira. Pane zvamataura izvi toona kumusha vamwe vanoti online iri kunetsa sekutaura kwandaita pane mamwe magesi anga aripo but vatotadza kupinda asi ndiri kuona pane mumwe wava akwanisa kunge ari pano iye zvinezvi but pane here zvimwe zvingaitwe kubatsirawo vari kumusha kuti vanenge vachida kuita maonline classes iwaya vawanikwe vachiita sevana vechikoro pane kuenda kuzvikoro.
Nyaya yemaonline classes iri kunetsa kuZimbabwe kune nyaya dzakati kuti dzinotinetsei. Online ichinetsa pakuti panenge kusina magetsi, kunenge kusina network, kunenge kusina kompyuta yacho. Saka takatarisa zvakadaro, kwaifanira kuita ma-strategic decisions kuDepartment reEducation, kuMinistry of Education. Kuti vati vana zvavasipo kudai toita sei, tovatumira here mapepa akaprintiwa omu mabhuku. Kuno kuEngland, vana vakapiwa ma average prediction wokuti mudzidzisi anoti uyu pamwe anga wana ABCD vanga vachifanira kusamhanyira kudzorera vana kuti vanonyora maexam nokuti vana vanonyorei vanga vasingadzidzi vana vanonyora chii vanga vari mulockdown. Saka kwakusingafaniri kuita kukurumidza kudzorera vana at this point in time nokuti maticha anga asiko chikoro chaachisiko. Saka education yange ichifanira kuitisa vana coursework because vana should not only be assessed na ma exam kuno vana vanopiwa ma different activities ma coursework ma practicals and chero ma practical asi kukwaniswa kuitwa even kuno kuUnited Kingdom. Saka handioni kuti ine situation yatine ma challenges akawanda vamanyirei kudzorera vana. Vana vose vaikwanisa kuzotanga chikoro muna January. Hopefully nyaya yemvura yavako hakuna futi mvura nokuti vana vanogara vachigeza maoko kuti kuti vasanyanyo spreader COVID-19 vanofanira kunge vaine ma sanitizer. Ariko here kana tichitaurirana chokwadi ekupa umwe noumwe mwana vanofanira kunge vane ma mask. Can we afford my mask kuzvikoro zvevana? So kuona kwangu vana should not have gone kuchikoro. Nokuti tatisati taita zvinhu zvese izvozvo in place. Vana vaikwanisa kuzotanga chikoro muna January. Nokuti vana vose vakanganisika chero iko kuno kuUnited Kingdom kune ma online lesson. Variko vana vasina. And right now social services could not afford kutengera vana vose ma computer because vanopiwa fine mari yechikafu neyekudya kuti vagare kumba. Saka kune vana vanobva kuma disadvantaged communities. Saka havana, ndo saka kwakaita strategy yokusakurumidza kuvanyoresa maexam. Handi vana vese vachakwanisa kunyora. Saka tiri kuda kungoona ma results ema exam. Tisingazvitarisi isusu as officials, as parents, as teachers, as government, kuti vana vacho tavabatsira sei. Is it about just getting exams? Or is it about a pandemic outbreak yaitika iyi? De pava nekushanda pamwe kwekuona kuti tofanira kutochengetedza vana ngavagare kumba. Vana voverenga mabhuku ari physical ndo anokwanisa kuwanikwa. Vachingoitawo mahomework vabereki vachiedza kuita follow up. Kana zvazovhugwa with everything in place, kuchiitwa consolidation. But at the same time, our education system should change. It's not about exams. Vana vanokwanisa kuita coursework. Handizivi kuti curriculum yedu yati yamira sei. Because I was a teacher before Zimbabwe and I was also a journalist. Saka, I'm still the same even kunoku United Kingdom. There are many ways of assessing children. And I think we need to strategize teaching maonero atinoita kugona komwana.
Aiwa tiri ipapo regaiti chingamidze vari kuZimbabwe nekuti nyaya yenetwork iri kunetsa. Tinokuchingamidza ipachirongwa. Taurai zita renyu neorganization yenyu tataka kumirira ipano vanyarikani vekuZimbabwe.
Tinokutendai makadi zvenyu. Handizivi ndiri kunzwika hangu zvakanaka.
Ya, muri kunzwika zvakanaka.
Oh, zvakanaka. Zita rangu ndinoitwa Evernice Munando. Ndinoshanda neorganization inonzi Female Students Network Trust. Uyezve ndiri mutungamiriri sachigaro weWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Basa ratinoita kuorganization kwedu tinosimudzira kodzero dzevana vasikana vari muzvikoro zvedzidzo yepamusoro mumacolleges nemauniversities. Tichitarisa zvikuru nenyaya yekushungurudzwa yatinotiwa pachirungu sexual harassment, gender-based violence, rape zvadaro zvakasiyana-siyana. Uyezve tinovakurudzira vasikana kuti vamiririre kodzero dzavo pasina kumbunyikizwa. Uyezve vatore chikamu chebudiriro munyika ino yeZimbabwe vachipihwa muenzano nukana yakafanana nevakomana pamwe chete nevarume.
Tiri pakuona kuti pari zvino tiri pakurangarira nguva ino ye 16 days of activism against gender based violence. Zvii zviri kuitwa nesangano renyu panguva inoyi?
Takanangana ne 16 days of activism. Takatanga zvakanaka ende ndisingataure zve 16 days chete nekuti basa ratinoita iri harimiriri 16 days. Asi pa 16 days tinobatanawo nenyika dzose pasi rose ndo patinonyanya kutotsinidzira nyaya iyi yekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai. Mufunge tiri kutarisa dambudziko irika rekushungurudzwa tichibva muCovid-19 tichirimo. Asi regai nditaure ndakanangana nelockdown iyi kuti madzimai akanga akabatikana. Asi pari zvino tiri kunyanya kufamba tichipembedza shoko iri rekuti madzimai budai imomo mukunyarara muchishungurudzwa makanyarara. Ndinoziva kuti vazhinji vakashayikirwa nemukana yekuenda kunosangana nekunomuripota kana kumapurisa kana kusangana nesu semaorganizations tichivabatsira. Saka tiri kuti aiwa tadzoka zviri nyore zvinezvi zvinenge zvave nani taakubvumidzwa kufamba. Ngatiwanikei tichitaura nyaya iyi yekushungurudzwa yekushayikwa kwezvinhu muZimbabwe. Zvinhu zvakaoma panguva ino yandiri kutaura ende madzimai ndo ari mutoro vakanyanya nekuti mumba hamuna chekudya. Nyaya yechikoro yanga ichataurwa iyi vana vamwe vari kudzimba. Regai nditi vari kuzvikoro kuno kuZimbabwe nga ndo vakaenda kumaboarding school asi vekumaadhienda kuzvikoro vazhinji vachiri mudzimba. Ende ndiri kuona sekuti zvaakutonyanya kushungurudza panyaya yekuti vana vamwe vari kuchikoro nevari kusara kumba. Ndoona sekuti patotanga yatinoti pachirungu discrimination iri kutoitika tisingazivi. Funga yekuti vana vane ushamwari anenge achitoudzwa kuti tiri kuchikoro.
PJ, over to you.
Ubekhuluma lapo unkosikazi osebenza le nhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe engumgcini sihlalo njalo weWomen's Coalition lenye ihlanganiso ayibethe ngegama ayisengiyilibeli. Kodwa ke bona bathi bona abasebenzi kumkhankaso wensuku ezilishumi lasithupha i-16 days lezi kodwa basebenza ngaso sonke isikhathi umnyaka wonke benika umama abesifazana ilizwi lokuthi bakhulume. They should speak out ukuthi bayahlukunyezwa ezindlini. Ngakho ke likansile njalo inani la besifazane labo mama lamantombazana abakade behlukunyezwa ezindlini kungenxa ye COVID-19 lockdown. Aba obaba besiba lolaka lokuthi babe bengesenelisi ukuya emsebenzini. Wakhuluma njalo ngodaba lwezikolo ukuthi abantwana abama day schools iningi labo kaliyi elokuze nesikolo, lababalisi labo kababuyi ezikolo. Kodwa ke labo abenelise ukubuyela esikolo abakuba kuma boarding schools sokube lohlupho lona lolo ukuthi sokuqhamuke imikhuhlane we COVID-19 khona ngale ngasikhangela uJohn Talak Sanyati Baptist Mission Ward Love oGoromonzi njalo ekhuluma ngokuthi sokuqhamuke umkhuhlane wona lo njalo sokuludubu kwasokuqhamuka ke ucingo lwakhe ngenxa ye connection esithi njalo ukuthi abafundi bafunde okuthiwa e-learning ebulenjini kuyahlupha kungenxa ye connection wena le lama signals usephendukile unkosikazi
yebo
what does it mean to you?
I think you can carry on since your connection is very bad over there. To just tell us what organization are you with also, and what are you doing currently in regards to COVID-19, especially when we look at the issues facing women. We know that there is the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, but what other programs do you have?
In Zimbabwe, the situation is very complicated. Women, girls are really suffering because of the situation that is prevailing in the country. Gender-based violence has increased. And now, as the women's organizations, we are busy campaigning, de-campaigning the extreme abuse of women, and we have seen mental health illness manifesting. I'm sure you've heard about the story of a Chivu woman who killed all four children. It's really a sad story. And I think the problem there is mental health illness. So we are really raising awareness, focusing on mental health, because we feel that women have internalized quite a lot during lockdown. And now the results are showing this time around. So we are moving around in our communities, in colleges. Like last week, we also convened a gender-based violence advocates workshop, where we also called in members of the parliament, representatives from the Ministry of Women Affairs, and also women's organizations, where we came together to say, what are we doing moving forward? Because it feels like the efforts which we had made previously have been rolled back by COVID-19. Hence, the government hasn't put any framework in place in terms of how we are going to move forward and also continue in advocating for the rights of women, and also ensuring that women are safe in our homes, are safe in workplaces, are safe even in the public, because it's like everyone is angry because of the economic situation which is prevailing in Zimbabwe. And you know what? In terms of the young girls, it's really sad that most of the young girls could not go back to school. And now, this time of 16 days of activism, we are also reaching out to communities. We say, our girls, it's high time you should wake up. And you know what? There is also like a hot issue in Zimbabwe where we are discussing about the age of consent. It's something which is we are also interrogating during the 16 days of activism. The age of consent of the 12 years to have access to sexual and reproductive and health services, it has become a topical issue where we are also interrogating it with mixed feelings, because we feel at the same time we are busy putting legislations in place, but we are failing to really interrogate or reach out to the persons who are supposed to be using that. So the 16 days of activism are this year under the theme Orange the World, Fund, Respond, Protect and Collect. We are also interrogating the fund part of it. Do we have funding to protect women against abuse? Do we have mechanisms that are in place to really cater for the needs of women? We talk about maternal health, services, which has been, you know, dilapidated. We can't, women are dying, they are delivering at the backyard. There are no mechanisms in place in terms of how could these women access adequate, affordable health services that would cater for their needs. So women are at the receiving end.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there again the network, but I'll come back to you, PJ, and maybe go to our guests to just comment on what Ms. Monando there was saying about the situation in Zimbabwe that they see during this time, PJ.
Yeah, what in yifake ngingakafaki u Beatrice Khumalo emoyeni ngilo nkosazana duduzile ose Zimbabwe laye ole signal ebhlupayo. She couldn't get on the BE live link. Ikoke angile themba lokuba uzazwakala. Nkosikazi duduzile siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, ngiyabonga. Sanibonani balaleli linjani. Mina ngingujujuzile Mathema, likhuluma lami ngiseZimbabwe. Ngakho ngirepresenta inhlanganiso HI Women's Institute for Leadership Development.
Yeah. Ngathi khangele duduzile i 16 days of i-activism against gender-based violence. Liyiphathe njani njengehlanganiso ezimele omama?
Alright, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngombuzo lo. U-16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Kulenhlelo ezimbalwa esizenzayo njenge-Women's Institute for Leadership Development. Kulalokho esikubiza sisithi ngama-laundry cafe, lapho esihlanganisa khona omama ukuthi bayenelise ukuthi bakhulume ngendaba ze-gender-based violence, nokuthi bona i-gender-based violence ibathatha ngaluphi uhlobo. Ngoba ezikhathini eziningi njengabomama sinanzelele ukuthi nxa bangazithola besendabeni ye-gender-based violence kuba nzima ukuthi ahambe ayethola usizo ngendlela efaneleyo. So kulama laundry cafe esiwenzayo. Ngakho kukhona ebesikwenza ngama weekends esikubiza sithi self defense masterclass. U self defense masterclass ikho lapho esizama ukuthi sifundise omama ukuthi bangazivikela njani ikakhulu nxa bengazithola eku situation leyo
ukuthi
ngabe zama ukuthi amjoyine engxenye ibe amdlwengule. So nge-self defense masterclass uyabe senelisa ukuthi ngakhona okhabe kufundile angazenqabela kumbe azivikele njengomuntu ongumama. Ngakho kule GBV survey esiyenzayo ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi omama bayakwazi na nge-gender based violence, lakhona ukuthi mabe sazi bangabe belolwazi ukuthi nxabe bengahlangana lohlupho lwe-gender-based violence bangenzani, bahamba ngaphi, ngakho usizo balithola ngaphi. Ngakho-ke okunye futhi esikwenzayo sile nhlelo esizenzayo with i-local radio station ekhona lapha koBulawayo. So siyabe sisenza inhlelo zakhona in form of ama-radio drama. I-radio drama yakhona iyabe iletha ukuthi inhlupho ezihlangana nabomama ikakhulu nxa sikhangele endabeni ze-gender-based violence kungabe kuzinhlupho ezifana lani. Ngakho-ke siyabe sikwenza sizama ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi njengoba siphatheke nge-COVID-19 omama bona kubaphambanise kumbe kubaphazamise ngayiphi indlela, ikakhulu nxa sikhangela kahle sukuthi ama-reports aphumile siwabonile, so isike sabala ngawo ukuthi i-gender-based violence ingazani iqansile ikakhulu ngesikhathi se-lockdown. Ngakho-ke kuhlelo lona lolo olwama-radio drama siyabe sizama ukuthi sikhangele isise kakhulu ukuthi kwenzakalani emphakathini. Ngakho lakhona ukuthi sizama ukuthi sincede umphakathi ngolwazi mayelana le ndaba ze-gender-based violence. So yikho esikwenza ikakhulu kathesi ngesikhathi se-gender-based violence, inhlelo zona lezi senzama ukuthi ngikhulume ngazo.
Ibe le impact engakanani? What sort of impact did COVID-19, the outbreak, have on the gender-based violence?
Into esinanzeleleyo kakhulu ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 ikakhulu abantu beku-lockdown khona ukuthi ama-cases awe-gender-based violence asuke aqansa kakhulu. Ekuqaniseni kwama-cases e-gender-based violence, it means ukuthi omama i-confidence kayisekho ngendlela ebikhona before i-lockdown. Lakhona kukuthi umama abe nesibindi sokuthi ahambe ayi reporta bese kusiba nzima ngoba kuvike ethelileyo sike saba lomhlangano lapho esixhumane khona lamapholisa ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani ukuthi ufice umuntu ongumama ohlangane lo hlupho lwe-gender violence engahambi emapholiseni ukuthi ayimangale ukuthi lihlupho olunje ahlangane lalo ngakho-ke ikakhulu ebesikuzwa emapholiseni khonokho ukuthi bathi enye imbangela yokuthi omama bangakhulumi khonokho ukuthi uyabe sesaba esinye isizathu sokuthi angakhulumi khonokho ukuthi yabe sithi ngumkami onjhayele kumbe ngumkami omphambanise ngento enje kumbe ngento engabifana lale so kuba nzima ukuthi umuntu ongumama acabange ukuthi nxa sengihambe ngakhulumi emapholiseni ukuthi umkami yanishaya mbani ozasale sengigcina abantwana bayakhangelwa ngubani ngakho izizathu zona ezinye zigcina senza omama bengasenelisi kumbe bengasabi nokuzithemba nje ukuthi hhayi into e-right kumbe into elungileyo kumbe into ebalulekileyo ukuthi uhambe uyemangale emapholiseni uyokutsho ukuthi hhayi indaba ye-gender-based violence yenihlangana layo emzini wami ngakho ngiyafisa ukuthi indaba leyi ngabe sibili iyakhangelisiswa kahle ukwenzela ukuthi lami nje njengomuntu ngenelisa ukuthi ngibe le-peace of mind ngakho-ke
ngokuthi ngikubambe umlomo khona lapho silabanye silabo kuhlelo lwethu wathi nginikeze kuBeatrice
ngiyeke umbuzo
ngakukhuluma ubambe khona lapho ungasuki ecingweni
ngilombuzo ku-Women's Institute of Leadership ukuthi abantwana ababanji rape abarethwayo
abadlungulwayo
ngalesi sikhathi kulendlela yini zokubasiza ngoba ngenye indlela ngasibo mama kuphela kodwa silabantwana abangamantombazane abangaba kulesi hlobo kumbeni omunye oseduzane
uzwile umbuzo oduduzile
ye umbuzo ngiwuzwile into engayishoyo ukuthi ku-16 days yalunyaka into ebesizame kakhulu ukuthi siyenze njenge-Women's Institute for Leadership Development ukuthi sixhumane le nhlanganiso ezifana labo-contact ezincedisa ikakhulu omama loba abantwana abangabe bezithole bekuma-situations awe-gender-based violence in terms of ukuthi sijale ukunanzelela ukuthi abantu i-counselling iyasilela kakhulu nxa kuwukuthi umuntu angabale-GBV ngakho-ke thina njenge-wild ebesikwenza ukuthi besincedisa ngama-referrals ukuthi kungaba lo muntu okuya kithi ngabe elembuzo kumbe elento angazishisiyo thina ebesikwenza ukuthi siyamreshare to those institutions and then they'll get counseling services bathole ukuthi babe lo muntu abangakhulumisana laye mayelana le-GBV ngakho nxa bekuthola lolo sizo bebeluthola kungalambadalo abayikhiphayo so sibili zikhona inhlanganiso esithe ngesikhathi lesi se-16 days sazama ukuthi sixhumane lazo inhlanganiso zakhona ukuthi basisize ngalolo hloko njengoba thina ebesikhangelele besizama ukuthi sifinyelele ikakhulu kuma-communities ethu ngakho-ke nxa sifinyelela kuma-communities ethu kwesinye isikhathi besikunanzelela ukuthi hhayi bekungazani kuyasilela ikakhulu ukuthi omama bakhulume bakhululeke ikakhulu nxa sikhangele endabeni zona ezikuthi umuntu nxa ezithola eku-situation ye-GBV kuba nzima ukuthi akhulume angaxoxa ngokunye but ukuthi aqambe olwakhe udubo kuba nzima kakhulu ngakho-ke yikho ebesizama ukuthi sikwenze ikakhulu nge-16 days of e-activism
Can you articulate all you said in Ndebele in English now? Or what exactly are you doing during this campaign of 16 days activism against gender based violence?
Okay, thank you very much. Within the 16 days of activism against gender based violence, what we've been doing as well is running a number of series, activities that talk about gender-based violence, talk about some of the effects that they've noted in as far as gender-based violence is concerned, as well as try to find possible mitigation measures related to gender-based violence. And we also have self-defense masterclasses that we have for women as well as young girls who actually are taught on how to defend themselves in situations where they're about to be marked or even maybe physically assaulted. And we also have a GBV survey that that is currently ongoing because we are hoping to target four areas in Bulawayo where we're trying to assess the current situation in as far as gender-based violence is concerned, and to try to understand whether women really know what gender-based violence is and how it can actually affect them in terms of reporting those cases, and some of the effects that are there, especially when we're looking at the emotional effects as well as the psychological effects. And within the 7 days of activism, again, we've got public interactive art sessions where we actually discuss about gender-based violence, and then as soon as we're done with those discussions, we then gather a group of women to actually paint images that can depict GBV in their own understanding. So in a nutshell, that's what we've been doing within the 16 days of activism, and as well we've been we've tried to partner with a local radio station here in Bulawayo to actually try and broadcast a radio drama that speaks into gender-based violence. And through the radio drama, we're actually seeing the relationship that is there between pandemics as well as gender-based violence, trying to actually understand, or rather trying to put into context what the reports that came out during lockdown, that because of the lockdown, cases of GBV have actually heightened because of the fact that most women were actually locked down with their perpetrators, or rather those partners who were actually behind being abusive towards them. So basically, throughout the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, that's what we are trying to do as well. And even we're also working...
PJ, unfortunately, our time is not on our side, so we're happy to... it's very interesting.
Thank you
from Wild, from Dudu, but we'd like to also hear from the UK, because we've got like maybe 2 minutes left. You know, what she thinks about what Dudu was saying, her organization is doing, and also what the Women's Coalition is doing in Zimbabwe as we round up.
Okay, thank you so much, Dudu.
Thank you.
Yeah. Over to you, Mavi.
Variku UK, motita urao kuti maona sejo ajikuta urwa ne variku Zimbabwe. Vanga vanyarika nivedu wavira.
Vatanda zikuru kuti varikuedza kubatira madzimai. Asi ndine mbunzo kuti nyaya dze contraception maklinika ariko here, vanhu vari kuwana here ma contraceptives panguva ino, uye vamwe vanenge vakabatwa chibharo pane zviri kuitwa here, pane mapurisa ari kubatsirawo here musangano iri, kuti kuda kuve ne department sokuno ku United Kingdom rekuti kumapurisa kune section ine madzimai echipurisa, uye section inomirira domestic violence.
Nguva yedu manje ndo yadyanana. I was hoping that we would have the Women's Coalition back on, but as you saw, the network keeps coming in and dropping out. But would really love, you know, to thank all our guests who are here with us this evening, looking at the issues facing women. As in football, unfortunately, there's no extra time on this show, but we were listening there to the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, who are just narrating some of the issues that women are facing. And I think Mrs. Evanice Munando there was actually saying she had a case of her next door neighbor who lost a baby due to not having enough services. She was standing in there for the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. That's Mrs. Evanice Munando, and she's got her own organization as well where she works with young students. So I would like to thank you. Over to you, PJ. Just 30 seconds. We are really over time right now.
Yeah. Unkosikazi Evanice wekhuluma ngodubo oludibane labesifazana ikakhulu omama lapho bebeletha. Ama health services sibili hayi ayasilela eZimbabwe. Kodwa ke kungasenani isikhathi sethu asavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili silokhe silololu hlelo esenza kwenza kathesi ukuthi ngilivalelise yithi asibaneni ngesiba ngabaphilayo ngeviki elizayo. Ngicela ngibonga kakhulu abahlonitshwa bethu akade silabo kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, unkosikazi Beatrice Khumalo kanye loDudu Zille Mathema owenhlanganiso eye Wild.
Thank you to all those that were watching with us. This is a pre-recorded program.
So by the time you actually watch this program, some of the figures we were talking about may have changed. Thank you very much. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurei, I'm Marvelous Msanganyahuye in Washington.